guys, it's Kyle. Welcome to another edition of COVID Comfort. Today, we are going to be talking about Carol J. Clover's Men, Women, and Chainsaws. All right, this was a first-time read for me, and I'm almost 30 years late to this party since it was originally published in 1992. But I have to say I did enjoy reading this quite a bit, more than I thought that I would. I'm not huge on reading extremely academic texts for a reason that this book is no exception to, which is that it's not always the most cohesive narrative. There are sections in this book where half of the page is text and half of the page is footnotes explaining references, some of which are films that we've all seen or whatever, so it's not super distracting, but some of which, you know, obviously are other academic texts that I may or may not be familiar with. And there's also points where she's critiquing someone's critique of someone's critique of Freud or something like that, where it's, again, I'm like, I don't know if I know exactly what you're saying. I'm getting a little bit lost on all these other references. But it's super nice to see that even back then, I guess. And I mean, she's kind of breaking new ground at that time. Seeing a more nuanced take of what the filmmakers are indicating with gender in these horror films. And even though it's oftentimes at that time, especially a male writer-director putting a final girl through some horrible experience, that there is more to it than the kind of blanket face reading, face value reading of just some kind of misogyny, that there is this fact of, at that time, horror being like mainly a male viewed thing. So there is a cross-gender identification. Not that there aren't problematic things with final girls being a male construct, kind of, but just the fact that she illuminates kind of the complexities going on there, and does point out, you know, who you're really rooting for generally as an audience, and that it is indicating most of the stories are about a woman beating a man, but also a woman adopting some sort of masculinity in order to defeat some gender-confused man. But, yeah, so there's a lot going on. But I would recommend it if you haven't read it already. I thought it was super interesting. You know, I don't necessarily agree with everything. I like the fact more so than anything that, I mean, she has her thesis, but she does kind of, not everything that she says is a one way or another. It's acknowledging sort of the duality of why we might watch horror in general, and the duality of kind of pleasure and pain and sadism and masochism and kind of all of that stuff. So it is pretty interesting. So that's Men, Women, and Chainsaws. I think next time I actually am going to finally do a video essay. So I think I'm going to do a video essay on The Stendhal Syndrome by Dario Argento. And then after that, at some point, I actually am going to do finally a video essay on Evil Dead Trap 2, which I'm very excited to talk about. So those will be fancy video essay style. I won't be talking to the camera. I will probably edit something cool together from the actual film and narrate that. So until then, stay safe, you know, and stay scared.
Bloodhound Pigs Podcast is part of the Morbidly Beautiful Podcast Network, produced by Josh Lee, Craig Drum, and Kyle Hintz. Music by Raymond Seed. Editing by Kyle Hintz.